from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There is so much news coming out right now regarding the Kansas City Royals. They have made four trades in a very short period of time. They have traded for Hunter Harvey. They have traded for Michael Lorenzen. They have traded for Lucas Erceg. And they have also traded for Paul DeJong. There is no better person to break down all of these moves as the trade deadline is coming to a close than with Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
I'm terrific. I was just remarking to Rob how different this is from a year ago. I was in such a bad mood at the deadline last year because we were talking about a garbage Royals team giving away its garbage to other teams, and there was really nothing to dissect. But as you just said, yeah, four quality big leaguers coming to Kansas City to help this second half playoff push. Yeah, it's a fun time coming off an outstanding...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ending game last night, I'm in a great mood.
I guess my first question, my biggest takeaway from all of this is I'm wondering if they got their closer. That's not what Lorenzen can be, not also what you think that Harvey can be. But if you look at Urseg, like, you can squint hard enough and you can really argue that they got their closer today.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And you know, the closer, to me, you have a number one. You have a high leverage guy, whether he's wrapping it up in the ninth inning or he's coming up to face the top of the lineup in the eighth. Yeah, I agree. The desire of a majority of Royals fans that I talked to before and after games was, go give me someone that I can maybe not put my feet up in the ninth inning, can allows me to feel confident that three outs are secured. And yeah, I think if you're a totem pole of relievers, and now you decide on number two. I mean, honestly, Hunter Harvey's probably number two. So your top two relievers were acquired in the past few weeks. Your bench is better. I think Paul Young will be a nice upgrade over Nick Lofton as far as some power, some right-handed power. And then you mentioned Michael Lorenzen. I would rather have Michael Lorenzen because, listen, we've all noted about this rotation being on pace for just about every single one of them to set a career high in innings pitched. So it's tough to look at this rotation and say, I need more innings out of you down the stretch. Now, I'm not saying I need you to regress, but I don't know if I can ask you for more. And we've talked about this bullpen. Even with the addition of Urseg and Hunter Harvey, the loss of John Schreiber, I don't know if I'm looking at that bullpen and saying, all right, let's heap more innings on that bullpen. I need someone that I feel as if can give me quality innings and can pick up the innings that they log in the second half. And I think that's what Michael Lorenzen brings. So the checklist, I have to imagine, as we're going to hear from JJ coming up in a moment, the checklist, all those boxes are basically checked because you're not going to go out and get a bona fide stud, shut him down, Wade Davis closer, because those guys are few and far between, and those guys cost a lot more than what you gave up. To me, what the Royals gave up doesn't change the expectation. You know, what they parted with doesn't have me saying, oh, wow, all right, well, now you must make the playoffs. The expectation to me is unchanged.
Vern, let's say that Monday against the Red Sox, so an important game, a game that can give you a game up, a leg up, you can create more separation. Let's say this is a 3-2 Royals lead heading into the seventh inning. Give me your ideal, now that we know the pieces. They are not adding anybody else. Give me your seventh inning guy. Give me your eighth inning guy. Who's closing it out in the ninth to preserve that 3-2 lead?
I would say the top three relievers right now with a bullpen are Lucas Urseg 1, Hunter Harvey 2. I have to say Angel Zerpa 3, just because Chris Bubich hasn't done it long enough this season or really in his career as far as being a lockdown high leverage reliever. He's been a quality starting pitcher. There's no reason to believe that he won't perform well in that role, but I've seen Angel Zerpa do it a lot more than I've seen Chris Bubich do it. So, you know, Bubich maybe comes in fourth as he battles still there with James MacArthur, as this allows him to build up some confidence. But I'd go Urseg, Harvey, Zerpa, 1-2-3.
What do you think they should do with James MacArthur?
Well, with Will Klein being moved out, Jonathan Boland's going to take that roster spot, it looks like, tonight. And that's according to Annie Rogers of MLB.com. She says his jersey's hanging up in the clubhouse right now. You know, Michael Lorenzen, when he shows up tomorrow, I think he takes Boland's spot. You know, Schreiber's gone for the season, so that spot's already been occupied. MacArthur, if they believe his confidence is shook, you could go let him, you know, hopefully find it in Omaha. But just looking up and down that roster right now, are they willing to take a $5 million haircut? Are they willing to impact the clubhouse enough to send Chris Stratton on his way? I don't know. But, yeah, sure, you could option James MacArthur, but He's better than Chris Stratton. And if we're trying to build the best team, I think MacArthur stays. Unless the confidence is shook.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Coming up in about 8 minutes or so, we're going to hear from J.J. Piccolo. He has a press conference that is scheduled. We will play at least the opening 4 or 5 minutes of the press conference. I do want to hear what he has to say. We're talking to our guy, Josh Vernier. Why I really like Urseg is, and this is just me looking at the box score, he seems like a guy that can get strikeouts. They need a swing and a miss guy. They just don't have that guy that's currently in their bullpen. He has 41 strikeouts, 13 walks this year. They really needed somebody like him.
Yeah, 98 to 99 with his fastball, a pretty good slider. And as you guys pointed out earlier, former big leaguer Dallas Braden just raving about the toughness and the dedication to winning. So it's not as if there's a big ego about to step into that bullpen that's going to demand, give me the ninth inning. I don't pitch back to back. A former big leaguer, an announcer that's behind the scenes, that's on the plane, that's in the clubhouse, that, you know, gets to see a certain side of these guys that a lot of others don't. For him to rave in that fashion about Urseg shows you that, you know, he's going to be in the trenches. He's ready to go to battle for these guys down the stretch. And yes, the chase numbers, the whiff numbers, that's why this team has stuck with James MacArthur in that role for so long, is because he's one of the few options that has showcased that at a consistent enough basis, right? The guys like Stratton and Will Smith, they're trying to tease you, right? It's about changing speeds and elevations and getting you out in front. And a guy like Urseg, a guy like Harvey, a guy like MacArthur, when they're going right, it's here it is. We don't think you can touch it. And listen, you know, the guy needs to come here and do it, right? He's pitched 2 years in the big leagues, only with Oakland, so he's never pitched in a big game in his life. And any time he's been a part of a big crowd, it's been on the road. So he's got to pass a few tests, but good move, especially, again, when you see what they gave up. You know, maybe Mason Barnett becomes a number three, number four. Maybe he's a reliable starter. I don't know. Will Klein, maybe he becomes a reliable reliever. I don't know. What you gave up today, what you've given up over the past few weeks, if any of those guys turn into difference makers, yeah, history will tell a different story about today. It'll rule differently about whether or not it was a win for the Royals. But I'll be shocked if any of those three that they gave up for Urseg or Caden Wallace, who they gave up for Hunter Harvey, I'll be shocked if any of the four are difference makers.
Vern, I got two questions. I know you got to get out of here. Let's start with the first one. Let's talk about the other move they made today. They picked up Lucas Urseg. They also got Paul DeJong. I mean, they are currently playing against him. He's just going across the street, going across the dugout. He is not really hitting for a great average, not really getting on base, strikeouts a bunch, but he is a guy who hits for power. He does give you a little, extra base power. This feels like this is a depth move. This is an upgrade over Nick Lofton. If a guy gets injured, if you need somebody to start on a Sunday, that's what this move feels like to me.
Well, the way that Matt Quatrero handles his roster, if you're on the team, you're going to play. It's not very often a guy is playing once a week. Dyrone Blanco, he'll see a little bit more bench, but he's in just about every single game late as a pinch runner. So I would think you would see Paul DeJong in the lineup 2, 3, maybe 4 times a week. What he allows Q late in games is a right-handed option off the bench with some pop. Even when he's in the lineup, that's going to allow Freddie Fermin to be on the bench late. And Freddie, as we've seen since the beginning of May, has some pop, an OPS north of 800. So Freddie and, you know, Paul DeJong, to me, it's just way too often that we see the Royals putting both Salvi and Freddie in the lineup, and that's a recipe for disaster, having both of your catchers in the lineup every single night. So I think that's going to allow a Freddie to get more time off, Salvi to get an occasional day off, but it's going to allow Q to have a right-handed option off the bench.
Vern, last thing here, and I appreciate your time. We're going to hear from J.J. Piccolo here coming up in a bit. I don't know if this plan is going to work for the Royals. It could work, it could fail. That's the beauty of sports, is that we'll see. I give the Royals a lot of credit for it. It was very clear that they had a plan. You also could say that they executed that plan. J.J. Piccolo told us a month ago what they were going to do at the deadline, and they executed. They weren't going to sell the farm. They were going to try to get guys that helped them in the long term. They did both of those things.
Right, and that's why even when I say if a Caden Wallace, a Jared Dickey, a Mason Barnett, a Will Klein, the guys that you gave up, even if they become difference makers, all that means is Lucas Irsic better be good this year or next year or the year after that or the year after that. You have a lot of control of him. You know, if Caden Wallace turns into a difference maker, Hunter Harvey better be darn good this year and next year. So it's not as if you're pushing all your chips in the middle and saying, boys, we need you right now and only right now. No, if you fall short of the postseason, yeah, we're going to be disappointed, but the moves that were made today aren't going to make this season a failure if you fall short, especially since Harvey, Irsic, and the rest, you can run it back with them next year. No, not DeYoung, not Lorenzen, but the big signings, the guys that jumped to the top of the totem pole as far as that bullpen is concerned, they're back next year too.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. He is the Royals insider. The Royals, they have been very active at the deadline. They have made four separate trades over the course of the last couple of weeks. No better person to break that down than our guy, Josh Vernier. Vern, I appreciate you, my man. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.